Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
He never sleeps.
Take one.
Your favorite radio station.
Turn up on One Love Radio.
He never sleeps. God will hear and God will receive because he neither slumbers nor sleeps. Slumbers no sleep.
Broadcasting around the world.
All day long.
God never sleeps nor slumbers.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Zambia set to defend Washington Accord application in South Africa. Former Kalawo Central aspirant Bulumbo Kahuru resigns from UPND. In international news, five countries elected non-permanent members of UN Security Council. In sports news, Copa Queens eye for national title. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Zambia is preparing to defend its application for signatory status to the prestigious Washington Accord during the International Engineering Alliance, IEA, annual general meeting scheduled to take place in Cape Town, South Africa from June 8 to 12, 2026. The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, will present the country's case before representatives from 45 member states of the International Engineering Alliance, seeking recognition of Zambia's engineering education standards under the globally respected Accord. The Washington Accord is an international agreement that sets global benchmarks for engineering education and professional practice, enabling engineering qualification from member countries to be recognized internationally. Speaking ahead of the meeting, EIZ Public Relations Manager Natalashi Mutale described the development as a significant milestone for Zambia's engineering sector and national development agenda.
Zambia is expected to further demonstrate that the universities participating in the pilot program, along with their respective courses, meet the required academic and professional standards. In particular, the training value chain at the University of Zambia, Copperbelt University, and Mulungushu University will be shown to comply with the provisions of the International Engineering Alliance under the Washington Accord. Zambia's integration into the Washington Accord marks a pivotal step for national development, positioning the country as a trusted hub for engineering excellence. This global recognition enhances investor confidence and opens the door to increased foreign direct investment, particularly in manufacturing, mining, and other engineering-driven industries.
Mr. Mulumbo Kahuru has officially resigned from the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, bringing an end to his membership in the party within Kalawo Central constituents. According to the resignation letter dated 27 May 2026 and addressed to the constituency secretariat, Mr. Kahuru announced his decision to step down from the party with immediate effect. In the letter, he formally identified himself through his National Registration Card, NRC, and UPND membership details, confirming his intentions to save ties with the ruling party. Mr. Kahulu expressed appreciation to the UPND leadership and members for the opportunity to serve and participate in the country's activities during his tenure. He stated that his decision followed carefully personal reflection and was made in good faith. The Zambia Congress of Trade Union in Lukulu District has called on parents and traditional leaders to take advantage of the country's free education policy by ensuring that all school-going children are enrolled in schools. ZCTU Lukulu District Chairperson Simuyu Boniface Namunji says the registration will provide free education for all Zambians without discrimination, making education more accessible to vulnerable members of society who previously faced financial barriers. In a statement, Mr. Namunji notes that with the cost of education reduced, communities now have the responsibility to ensure that children who are eligible for school are given an opportunity to learn and build a better future. Mr. Namunji has since urged traditional leaders, parents and guardians to work together in encouraging school attendance, stating that the success of the free education policy will depend on how well citizens embrace the opportunity. He says the removal of barriers to education is a significant step towards improving literacy levels and creating equal opportunities for children across the country. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spoke Mulemwa says the increasing number of opposition political party leaders endorsing President Hakainde Hichilema's candidature, coupled with the continued defection to the ruling UPND, reflects growing public confidence in the president's leadership and governance agenda. Mr. Mulemwa stated that the endorsement demonstrates citizens' appreciation of President Hakainde Hichilema's people-centered leadership style and commitment to upholding democratic principles and good governance. He says the growing support from across the political divide indicates that many Zambians recognize the progress made under the current administration. He noted that one of the government's notable achievements has been the implementation of free education policy, which has enabled more than 2.6 million pupils to return to school. Mr. Mulemwa described the policy, which is now backed by law, as a significant milestone in expanding access to education and creating opportunities for children across the country.
President Hichilema has made great strides during the 5 years he has been in office, as over 2.6 million pupils are back in school as a result of the much appreciated free education policy, which is now law. Visible infrastructure, developmental projects and transformed citizens' lives in both rural and urban areas is true testimony of his leadership that speaks to the aspirations of the people. However, the Republican president is alive to the fact that there is still more work to be done, as meaningful development is not an event but a process. It's for these reasons we are urging Zambians to renew his mandate to govern for another 5-year term in the forthcoming general elections slated for August 13 to enable him continue rolling out an all-inclusive development agenda tailored to improve citizens' welfare.
This is Church News.
And in church news, a political analyst has backed the Catholic Church's decision to ban politicians from making speeches and giving donations during church services, warning that mixing politics with worship could create division among congregants. Archbishop of Kasama Archdiocese, Ignatius Chama, directed all priests in his archdiocese not to allow politicians or aspirant candidates to campaign or make political statements during church events. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Francis Chipili says introducing politics into churches risks diluting core Christian principle of love, peace and unity. He notes that with politicians, especially during campaign period, offer gifts and donation to churches, such gestures can easily be perceived as bribe, adding that any politician acting in good faith should be consistent in supporting a single congregation rather than moving from one church.